Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Glad to be with you, and glad our good friend Cliff Inico is here. Cliff is a, golly, how many now? 12-year member of our Brain Trust he is. He's an attorney specializing in legal and tax issues for small businesses. He's a very prolific writer. You may have seen his byline in a number of different places. Author of a number of books, including the eBay Tax and Legal Answer Book, the Small Business Survival Guide, and also The Money Hunt, which is a watershed book that's been around for a while. It's still very relevant. He's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
Oh, and also crowdfunding. That one, the crowdfunding book. I don't want to forget that one.
That's my current bestseller. Yep. I came up with that one a couple of years ago, just as the SEC was passing the new crowdfunding rules, and it's done really well.
Very, very relevant and appropriate for today. So, Cliff, one of the things you have on your mind today is artists. What do artists need to know when they're starting a business that's different from anybody else? And when you say artists, are you talking about people who paint, people who make music? You know, the word artist is used a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I mean, basically, when I use the term artist, I'm talking about any kind of creative professional, somebody who creates content of any kind. Whether it's, you know, a painting, music, photography, architecture.
Some graphic or sound art. Is that what you, product? You're not talking
sound
about,
art,
you're not talking about a writer. A writer.
You know, when you've written 16 books, Jim, you learn a lot about copyright law, whether you want to know about it or not.
Right.
It's kind of hard.
So is a writer, is a writer included in your list?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
If you create original content out of your head, then this what he's about to say applies to you. All right, what do we need to know?
All right, well, basically, I always tell people, first of all, I mean, what you do is a business whether you like it or not. There's no contradiction between being a great artist and being a great business person. I mean, some of the greatest artists, you know, of all time were also very good at marketing and selling their art and what they do. I mean, if you asked me to name, you know, some of the top female entrepreneurs today, Madonna and Lady Gaga would be on my list.
Right.
You know, we don't think of them as being business people, but they are. They have built a huge, you know, personal brand based on their music. And there's no real difference between what they do and what, you know, somebody, you know, running a deli, you know, does in a certain sense. You got to think, if you're going to be around for the long term, and I tell this, I mean, to be successful as an artist, I mean, we all know the stories of artists who died young, you know, and then they became famous later, you know, Vincent Van Gogh.
Look at Elvis and Michael Jackson. I mean, their estate's still making, the Elvis estate is still one of the top producing.
Yeah.
He's been dead for 50 years almost, and his estate's producing tens of millions of dollars a year on the intellectual property.
I remember I was in Nashville on the day he died, and it was like somebody, you know, had shot
the president.
August
of 77.
August of 1977, that's right. But let me ask you this. I mean, let's be very honest. If you are an artist, as I define the term, if you're a creative professional, would you rather die like Vincent Van Gogh, or would you rather die like Michael Jackson or Pablo Picasso, who was world famous? I mean, come on, it's a no-brainer here, okay? You want to do it. So that's sort of lesson number one, is you got to start thinking about it. When you make your art, don't sacrifice your artistic, you know, principles, but think of your market. Who's going to buy this work of art? You know, what kind of a person are they? What are they interested in? What's, you know, to some extent, it's a good idea to paint what sells.
Right.
You know, a guy like Mozart, for example, I use him as an example. I mean, Mozart was a great composer. But he didn't. He wasn't sitting around in his office thinking, "Oh, gee, I think I'll write an oboe concerto today."
Right.
You know, he didn't. He didn't put pen to paper or parchment, I guess, until some rich nobleman stopped by with a couple of gold ducats and saying, "Hey, my nephew's gotten into the oboe. Could you write an oboe concerto for him? Because I want to show off how talented he is." And that's how we got a lot of the great Mozart music. Mozart wrote four of the greatest French horn concertos ever written. You know, because a rich nobleman had a son who was interested in the French horn, and there wasn't enough good music for that instrument at that time. So he called up his buddy Mozart, you know, sent a messenger or whatever. And this is why we have these four beautiful pieces of music. Yet, throughout his entire life, Mozart never wrote a cello concerto. Even though the cello, we know from his letters and stuff, was one of his favorite instruments. He loved the cello.
Interesting. So we're going to talk about this and some intellectual property issues. As well, when we come back.
Talk about intellectual, and that's going to be, you know, our next segment.
I thought I was in control of the show. 22, right back with Cliff Inico, the legendary Cliff Inico, the infamous Cliff Inico.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.